Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Respectfully, Justin, finale party, LA, biggest mansion, baddest women, richest niggas.
And we in the old glass house. The Respectfully Arena.
The Respectfully Justin Arena.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all there, man. Don't miss out. Respectfully, Just LaBoy, Prince JDC, Just Cone, whatever you call him.
Yeah.
He's here, we here, man.
Your girl might be here, too.
Oh, your girl gonna be here for sure, but we taking phones at the door, so it'll be no documentation.
No contacting her. She'll see you later.
Please. She's single for the night. We promise we gonna return her. We do not permanently want her. She's coming home.
Just for a couple hours. Let her have fun.
We just borrow her.
Yeah, that's it.
Send her home with a couple dollars for you. You know what I'm saying? We know y'all split the rent back at the crib.
Oh, my God.
We gonna send her with your other half, man. Just leave her alone.
Man,
take a shot if you love yourself. That's how we exiting.
Love, my brother.
Respectfully, Justin.
Life season one, we did that. You know that.
Now we made history. What's good, King? How you feeling today?
I'm good, man. I gotta come support my boy shit, man. I'm here, man.
What you been up to lately?
Nothing. I've been in the crib, quarantining.
You ain't been fucking no new bitches?
Nah, hell nah.
I've been seeing you on the one bitch every comment.
Ooh.
People been talking about it, man.
What bitch?
It's a little basketball joint. The world talking about, man. You done switched it. You went from demon time to you like professional women now, like women with careers?
For sure.
Okay. No. Talk your shit.
You like the women in the pros.
Okay.
We don't want that regular shit.
Okay. Man. Hey, yo, listen.
I shit in the pros.
Since you've been verified on Instagram, how many bitches have you fucked?
None.
Oh, my God. Get this guy off my carpet, please. Can you come over here real quick? Please. Please. What is your name?
Jai.
This young man right here just been, like, moaning in my ear about you, and this shit is getting weird.
That's bad.
Come here. Would you go on a date with somebody that look like him? Come here. Hold up. Oh, y'all ready? Oh, y'all know each other. I'm late to the party. Wow. Well, I guess he had her already. Thanks for coming, guys, to the red carpet of the Respectfully Justin Show.
I'm just happy to be here. Season finale of the Respectfully Justin Show. You know, we just having our way with life.
You know, I'm here to work. I'm here to just be great.
When are you going to settle down, Quincy? You have to grow up, man.
I don't know.
And King Kong just stepped in the building, nigga. Now it's a movie, officially.
Fly her mansion. shine. You alright?
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Justin LaBoy, the King of Toxic himself. Host of the Respectfully Justin Show on Revolt, the new Revolt. Today I got my favorite Crip. You know, I had to, this is the finale. So you know I needed one of the most toxic motherfuckers in the world for the finale. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, hold on, hold on, cuz we gotta take a shot. Let's first. Go. Take a shot if you love yourself, my brother. All right, man, last time we linked up, we ain't know your relationship status. So today, before we get into it, is OT Genesis single? You dating? What's the vibe, man?
Single, ready to mingle, and I got Pringles.
Oh, man.
Let's go.
So what would it take for a girl to get in your space, though, at this point? You know what I'm saying?
Crazy vibe. She got to have a crazy vibe. She got to have crazy energy. When we sit at the dinner table, she can't just be pretty. She can't be a statue. A lot of girls are statues and
statues.
They're like, yeah, they're statues. They just
trophies.
They just sit there and just look pretty.
Okay.
You gotta have conversation.
But a lot of rich niggas love those trophies though. Like that's what y'all live for. Y'all go to these events. But y'all love the shit that look nice for you.
But it's certain. See, I'm a different type of nigga, right?
Okay.
I'm a rich nigga, but I'm a street nigga. But certain street niggas don't have it, and certain street niggas do have it.
Right.
But I'm the nigga that got that. My personality is too big.
Mm.
You know what I mean? My shit could swallow the whole room.
Right.
So I need a bitch to be like, yo, I need feedback. Yo, what's up? Da da da. How you doing? Oh yeah, da da da. We can laugh. We got a personality, sense of humor,
right.
Vibe, energy. Look good, smell good,
right.
Looking sharp. You know who you with. Talking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's your style.
I gotta
respect that. But then y'all ask for that. Then when she get with you and she's that same charming woman and she friendly, now it's a problem. Cause y'all want the personality. I want this. She start lighting up the room, and it's like, why the fuck you being so friendly with everybody?
No, she just gotta know, cause she know what I'ma do. So.
What you mean she know what you're gonna do?
She know, she like, when we have that bond and that chemistry like that, she know what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
So even if she's friendly,
okay,
like, you know, she could be
friendly with another rich nigga at your private event. She just being cool.
If she,
the combo's like 2-3, it's a little long. You want them niggas that,
if she were a friendly nigga at my private event, I'm gonna unzip. You know when they wear the dresses with the zipper in the back?
Right.
Zip the whole shit. Huh? You wanna show him your pussy? Show him.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how you giving it up?
Yeah.
Wow, you gotta take a shot for that one. Yo, you toxic motherfucker, man.
Let's go.
Hey, yo, so that big league shit was big viral. But to me, you seem so frustrated with everybody not really understanding the definition of having real money. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, yeah. I guess, like, a lot of people see, like, oh, he's verified, he got some money. Oh, he got some jewelry, he got some money. So, to you, what was the point you were trying to get across? It's real money. What's real money and real wealth compared to the shit you was talking about? Because a lot of women are being tricked by niggas who look like they have a lot of money. Or even niggas who might even have a hot record at the time, but you was really, like, in your bag trying to get across what real money was. So this is it, right?
So,
right.
When I step out.
Right.
Like, you got your jewelry on right now.
Right.
It's another nigga that's gonna put the Fugazi on that looks similar to yours, but most bitches can't tell. 95% of the time. 99% of the time they can't tell. And she was talking to me, and I'm just like, you know, and I felt I was disrespected.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm keeping solid. I'm keeping gangster. I felt like I was disrespected. So I replied, and I just told her what it is.
Right.
And, I'm like, I'm not your rich, I'm really rich.
Right.
You know, or what you look at as rich.
Yeah.
And what you may look at as rich is, okay, the nigga, he's right. Here, and or this, that, or maybe the niggas over there that's wearing the fake Rich and Millie's, that's only really putting the Rich and Millie bands on there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we know what's going on, right? So everybody wearing Rich and Millie's now, right?
Right.
It's because it's a band involved, but you wouldn't see niggas wearing Why nobody was wearing Paddocks, right? When it was 85, 120,000, nobody wearing Paddocks. All of a sudden, everybody wearing Richard Mille's, 250,000 all the way to $1 million watches, right? Right. But all we gotta do is change the face. And when you zoom in there,
he about to fuck the game up. You fucking the game up. Favorite rappers are gonna hate you.
You get what I'm trying to say to you? So right. It's like, but women or some people don't know that. And if you don't know.
So you don't think women know what's real jewelry and what's not?
They don't.
Wow.
I'm gonna say 99% of women don't know. Mm. Because let me tell you something.
What's up?
All you have to be.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
When they see that and it's looking good, let me tell you something. You could buy a $1,500 or $2,500. You could spend $3,000 in a club.
Right.
And have a watch on that's shining. All cubics. Mm. She like, that's that man.
Yeah, she don't know no better.
You get what I'm saying? So when I said, I'm not, you're rich.
It's a different level of rich. Yeah, I heard what he said. It's a much different level of rich, right?
So it's either you got it or you got it.
Right. And so I got one last question for OT Genesis.
What's that?
Oh, man. Have you ever took one of the homies out that was broke and they ended up fucking one of the bitches that you wanted? Or for your vibes, because that shit happens a lot. 100. Models all crazy, she think, baby, we going to the club, I got a section, you was in there fucking it up, and he fucked one of your bitches and you was hot. Because that's who you wanted to fuck. Don't lie, God is watching.
100%. But like The Weeknd said, they loving the crew.
Wow, take a shot if you fucking love yourself. Yeah. OT, I appreciate you, hey, man, for stopping by. Always a toxic conversation with you. I appreciate it, my brother. This the finale.
Yes, sir.
You know I had to have it, man.
Hey, yo, we out here turned up. It's Just Glow checking in at the Respectfully Justin Show season finale. So look, you know, we got the pool action going on. So you see the joints. We got sprinklers, you know. We got Jenga, you know. Listen, we got Connect Four. We have Little Twist. You know, he's just smoking, vibing, chilling, being the cool, fly, calm, collective person he is, my brother. You know, and we here.
What's up, Revolt? What's up, Respectfully Justin? I'm in the building. Shout out to my brother for having me. It's a lot of beautiful women out here, so I just found me a little corner so I can hopefully give me some in the corner, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the most toxic sign you've dealt with before?
Toxic sign?
Yeah, which sign was she? Aries?
Sagittarius.
Say it again.
Sagittarius. They fucking crazy.
Sagittarius. Yeah. Okay, you heard it here first.
Say it one more time.
Sagittarius is fucking sick.
They're sick. Hey, yo, keep doing you. I love you, my brother, for life. Let's do it. Oh my goodness, a lot is going on right now. Hey yo, listen, we got Big B in the building. Hey yo, hold on, one more time.
What's your favorite type of girl for certain? I'm checking in for my brother right now. You already know how it goes.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Ship me.
So listen.
And my feet are in Bottega.
Look, and I get keep the it feet, with please.
Me so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega.
Man, we outside, man. That breeze got you, huh? You know how we doing this.
Hey, look. We got C3 here right now. Yeah, man. Yes, Sersky. Hey, yo, listen.
Hey, yo, respectfully.
Hey, yo, respectfully. We're not playing with y'all.
We are all blown.
I just took that took. Give me took back too. What's the word? What y'all wanna do? Empty out the clip. I'm with the Crips. Neighborhood shit. All of my niggas, they on shit. I ain't gotta be on, bitch.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Justin LaBoy, the king of toxic himself. Welcome to the Respectfully Justin Show on Revolt TV. Hey, today is the finale. We've been trying to get her in this seat for a long time. You know, I actually wanted her to be one of the first guests, but, you know, she's big time and all that, but it's better late than never. Regine, welcome to the show, queen.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, Twist, what's good? What's King, up, you good?
Yes, yeah, seriously. I have my uncle here with me now.
That's your uncle? That's your real uncle?
First of all, I've been knowing Twist since, I don't know how long, since I was a baby.
Playing with dogs.
Yeah, nah, you know, man. My dad raised him, so it was
oh,
like.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, you mentioning your dad, that brings me to, like, you know, you growing up, you being so beautiful, you being so, you know, well off, you know, the fame, the life. Like, how does dating for Regine look like growing up? You know what I'm saying? Like, what, you know, words of wisdom did your dad give you in this shit? Because, you know, there'd be people who want clout, who want fame, who want to fuck with you just because you Wayne Dota, all the weird shit that come with it. Like, so what type of, like, you know, knowledge and wisdom did he give you early on?
I guess, like, my dad always did, like, you know, just always demand respect. Don't let nobody play with you. And I know, like, throughout, like, the media, it's a lot of he say, she say, but all he always told me to just remain true to myself. And that's right. What I am. I am a very classic person. I feel like I'm a lover. I love hard.
Right.
So whoever I give that love out to, just know I'm giving it back. So it's just like, I feel like I'm a hard lover, and I love people that needs the love.
Right.
Like, I'm like a...
There's nothing wrong with that, though. But sometimes we give it out to people who just... They might need it more than, you know what I'm saying? But they're not giving it back, and that's okay. Sometimes they need it more than we do
and
at that time.
How,
they don't know how. But
well, it's... my daddy's song, How to Love.
Wow.
They know
but so, you know, you being a young queen like yourself, do you sit there and teach a man how to love, or does he have to be ready to just know how to love you at the moment? Because, you know, come with being a lover like, you know, you are, I feel like I'm the same way. We're healers at the same time. Like, we're always trying to heal everything around us, and it don't always work out that way.
I feel like with dating, you teach each other. I feel like if you're a partner, if this is a partnership, I feel like I want to learn from you, and I feel like you should learn from me. I feel like you date to marry, so you want to marry that person that, you know, you dream of. You want that person to send you flowers. You want a person to, you know, spoil you. You want whatever is your type, that's what you want to marry. So I feel like with relationships, it's going to go through things. That person is not going to be perfect, but you have to go through things. You got to teach each other stuff to get there. Yeah, you can go through a million men, but that ain't me.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
So Sag is just only, like...
We love hard. We don't give ourselves to too many people. So it's like, when we give you our time, oh baby, we gonna love and we gonna go through you, but when we done, we done. Now that's
done
that's,
for good.
That's you don't want a secretary to be done.
Hold up. So nobody in your past ever even heard from you ever again when you was actually done.
Oh yeah.
Damn, you a cold, like, motherfucker.
I'm really like, I'm still, like, I'm cordial because at the same time, we don't let nobody see us, like, think we sweating or, they in the building. No, I'm going to say, hey, maybe even walk past you like I don't know you.
But, you toxic in that motherfucker. Hey, I don't want nothing to do with a Sag. Y'all motherfuckers too gangster for me. I don't know about that. But Regine, I'm going to keep it real. I've been a fan of yours. I've been unfollowed by you on social media. But we've hashed it out because I really...
I love you and I really respect you. Since I had probably like 300 followers, you was probably one of my first followers. You supported everything I did. Nah, real shit though, that's the real life. I just wanted to ask you, like, how do you stay so strong? You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen a lot of young women like yourself go through the media shit, the blog, the this, the that, and they crack and they, you know, go to drugs, alcohol, but you just get better. You look beautiful. You keep leveling up. I know you got new business ventures coming. Like, you don't stop when shit's supposed to knock you over or people trying to, like, bully you on some weird shit. Like, you know, where does that strength come from?
One, it comes from God. I have a very strong relationship with God. That's how I get through with most of it. That's how I got here today.
Wow. Take a shot to that. Hold on. We got to take a shot to that. Hello, whatever it is, take a shot to that. Hey, yo, listen, we all here because of God today, man. God bless. Twist. Shot, my brother. Take a shot if you love yourself. Keep talking, queen.
No, but God, and then my mother. My mother is like, a lot of people don't like really know. Like, I know they probably say, oh, she had me at a young age. My mother is a great woman. Wow. She really raised me to be like, yeah, I'm gonna go through my own path because this is my life.
Right.
At the end of the day, everything that I do, everything that I stand on is, dang, will my mother like this? Yeah. Or like, is the first thing that I do, I know my mama not gonna like it.
I love women who have a great relationship with their mother. If their woman, you know, if their mother's alive, like, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, she raised me to be just this classy woman, this strong woman. She's been through hell, so it's right. Like, and she's so strong. So me looking at that growing up, I can't be weak.
Right, nah. Shout out to that. And then, you know, one last question while we're here. You know, it's a lot of young women out there who, you know, are in relationships and going through a lot. And, you know, they're on the ledge on whether to, you know, sometimes it's whether to stay strong or whether to give up. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to, you know, young women out there who might be going through a similar situation like yours or just, you know, they're confused, but, you know, they're looking to you. Like, you're the voice. I think of you as, like, one of the young voices, and you don't voice yourself much. So to have you on this show is a blessing. And I really want you to just really voice yourself and make believe the cameras ain't even here and just talk to them, queen.
Okay, so I feel like right now our generation is so caught up on the media. It's right. Like, oh, well, the media said this, so I can't do that. The media is going to look at me that, so I can't date this person. But like, my thing is, you go with your heart. My parents always raised me to, like, follow your heart, and who you love is who you love. You can't help who you love. And I just feel like, yeah, you can get it from somebody else, but it's not, when you really love somebody, it's not gonna be that umph. And to stay strong for somebody that's really, I guess, that's going through so much, I just know that I have uncles, I have a father that once went through something that was just, I just have men in my life that I know that the whole world is against them. So I'm never gonna turn my back on no person in my life that I said that I love you. If I tell you I love you, I'm gonna stick by your side no matter what.
Wow. And that's what I do. Okay, so shout out to Reg. So Sagittarius, if they love you for life. They're gonna stick by you, but when they done, they done. Twist, we gotta come to you, man. You know, you grew up in this shit, and you got to see a lot. You know, how do you feel about the rap game, the scene? Because when you was in this shit, you wasn't even old enough to even drink, but you was drinking. So you did a lot of shit before you were supposed to do it. So now, you know, looking at you as a grown man, the shit even feels weird because I just remember you turning shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, you know, what you got to say about the state of the game that we in the industry? Like, what changed versus the era you grew up in? And how did you adapt to this?
It's a lot that's changed. I don't know if I fully adapt yet. I don't know if I want to adapt to the change just yet.
Right.
Because it was a big change.
Right.
And I came in the era where it was like, you know, you had to rap. You know what I'm saying? So I take my pride in that. And
right.
I'm just going with the times. I appreciate what's going on, you know what I'm saying? But I look at it from a different view.
And then, you know, your relationship with all the Young Money artists.
Yeah.
Are you still cool with Drake, Nicki,
yeah, of course.
Wayne? You still locked in with everybody and still love?
If you wouldn't be cool with my daddy,
I'm just saying. You grown now, you might have done what
course,
you did.
Of course,
can we look forward to any new music from you featuring them?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is there talks or something?
Yeah, Wayne got a new album on the way, I'm Not a Human Being. As far as my features go, I got two on there. I'm Not a Human Being 3 on the way. And I'm still waiting on my Drake record.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Drake owe you that. I feel like he started one of his biggest records you was a part of.
You know what I'm saying?
Up. We got Reginae, we got Lil Twist, but listen, we about to go outside now and turn it up. This party's crazy, it's toxic. Let's go!
The clip. I'm with the Crips, neighborhood shit. All of my niggas, they on shit.
I ain't gotta be on, bitch. You know what the fuck going on, man? Respectfully, New York niggas on the west side. You know what's going on. Respectfully, don't ever play yourself.
Backyard ground.
It's Lip. You gonna cheat twice?
No, it's Lip down my hand.
I can't engage in the comments, you know what I'm saying? Be respectful, people.
Shout out to everybody who popped out. We appreciate y'all. Yeah, I probably should call
niggas, but your bitch come out. I'm a J-boy in Kansas, the 6 of them.
Hey! I got my sister here. How you feeling, Lo?
I'm cold. I'm feeling cold.
You cold?
Yeah, but I feel good, though. I'm happy to be outside.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, of course.
Where's your husband at?
He on the way.
Hey, yo, listen. Listen, though. She's the first woman I've ever seen make a nigga delete his social media for her.
No, I did not. What?
How did you do that? How?
That was not, you gotta ask him.
What's your sign again?
Your favorite, Pisces.
Hey, listen, stay away from Pisces women. They make you delete social media and disappear from the world. No, but all jokes aside, sis,
yeah, you'll see him.
You know, y'all relationship been like very inspirational. To see somebody who's a megastar like him come empower you, all your movements, everything you're doing, you know, like, how did that come about? Where did you guys meet? I want to know the story.
Oh, we met through my best friend, but it kind of—I don't even know how it came about. Both of us are just in the flow. I don't even know what to say because none of us—it wasn't like a forced thing. It just happened.
Right.
And it's what it is.
When
it's right.
Are we expecting a wedding or a child this year? She doesn't have a drink in her hand.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Anything you want to tell us? Nah, I love you, sis. I love you, sis. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes,
I can't wait for my brother to get here. I'm going to put him on the red carpet.
He's on the way.
He had to tap in with you first?
No, you know. You know you got to check in.
Hey, yo, you a bully. She's a bully. She's a bully, y'all. Listen, when you come with the fur onto a pool party, you trying to shit on everybody. You calling people broke. You calling people broke.
I'm talking business. I ain't on no whole shit.
Okay, talk your shit. Who the show want to fuck tonight? You ain't gonna point at us. Point at us. Where's, who do you want to fuck tonight? If you could have your way, who would you fuck tonight?
Not that.
Oh! Who? Let's find her. We need you to point in a direction. Is she over there? Over there? Where's she at?
All right, so the
one.
So we talking hypothetically because I don't know who watched
it. Hypothetically, whoever it is, who you want to fuck? Who? Which one? Hey, yo, turn the camera. Turn the fucking camera.
Right,
yeah. Which one? What's it? Do you know her name? Shoot your shot. Shoot your shot.
Trey said it.
Wow, he folded. Yeah, where the camera?
I like to y'all for, you know, supporting us. You know what I'm saying? And making the numbers go up. And engaging in the comments, you know what I'm saying? And we respect all feedback, give us feedback. And yeah.
Season 2 coming soon. Stay tuned.
You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me. You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me. She says you wanna let the waves splash down on me. She says you wanna let the waves splash down on me. You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me. You see the drop top, bitch, stop playing with me.
Am I side nigga material or main nigga material? Let me know.
Side nigga.
Why though? Like, what? Explain that.
I don't know. It's just side nigga. You be
I give side niggas vibe.
You be outside too much.
Yeah. So if I came inside, I'm main nigga material?
Maybe. A little bit.
Oh, all right. All right. Love. Respectfully show finale. You know how we doing. We giving it up. Crazy. How many kids can a nigga have until he's off limits?
Absolutely none.
Oh, wow. I love that answer. I love that answer. We here, we live, we asking real questions and getting real answers. Talk to me nice or don't talk to me at all.
Hey, yo, hey, I got big beer. See you little nigga.
Hey, what's T Sweetie? It's your favorite pop girl checking live. Respectfully. Just know that when you speak on respectfully, you speak on it with respect, okay? Shit, when you speak on my brother Just Glow, you put some respect on his motherfucking name, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Shit, man.
There's a whole lot of money in here. Listen, be an all cap, no cap.
What sign has the best sex? I'm going to ask them one by one.
I'm going to have to go with a Gemini.
Okay, Geminis.
Hopefully whoever is fortunate to have sex with me. Yeah.
Wow, I like that answer. I love that. I love that for you.
I love her answer, actually.
What's your answer, though?
I'm gonna say Scorpios.
Oh, Scorpios. Okay. What's your answer?
Scorpio.
Oh my gosh. Hey yo, Scorpios is going crazy.
Hey yo, look at that shit.
He got that not old. He's old. Not old.
Yeah.
He got that shit on.
Yeah.
He got that shit on.
About what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.